Yes. The number of votes, 1,617,989. No. The number of votes, 2,001,926.
Scotland has, by majority, decided not, at this stage, to become an independent country. I accept that verdict of the people, and I call on all of Scotland to follow suit in accepting the democratic verdict of the people of Scotland.
Now the debate has been settled for a generation, or as Alex Salmond has said, perhaps for a lifetime. So there can be no disputes, no reruns. We have heard the settled will of the Scottish people.
Unionist parties made vows to devolve more powers to Scotland. Scotland will expect these to be honoured in rapid course.
All my adult life, the question has been around us whether we should break away, whether we should stay part of the United Kingdom. And at 6:10 this morning, that question was answered emphatically. 2 million people have voted to say we are better together as part of the United Kingdom.
It is absolutely right that a new and fair settlement for Scotland should be accompanied by a new and fair settlement that applies to all parts of our United Kingdom.
And that was just a flavour of some of the voices after the referendum on independence for Scotland was decisively rejected by 2 million no's to 1.6 million who said yes. It was compiled by Vincent Murphy. So how have people been reacting today? Here's some of what people had to say in Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Well, I think it's probably the right outcome for Scotland. It's certainly giving notice to Westminster about the problems that have arisen as a result of this referendum. And there's deep problems that are going to have to be faced in the constitution for the whole of the UK.
I'm really disappointed about the result. I really thought we might just get there, but clearly not everybody thought so. I think a lot of people were scared to vote yes.
Do you think there should be another referendum in the future?
I think there should be. I think give it 5-10 years. I think if we get further devolution, we can work towards it.
I think it's just an opportunity missed. But, you know, I don't think anybody knew for sure what was going to be best for the future, so I think we've just got to get on with it.
It's going to be business as usual. Maybe the pubs are going to see a few fights, I don't know, because I think people were really invested in this emotionally.
Disappointed in the result. Been working all night, we sat, we watched everything coming in, we were full of hope, but just didn't happen.
I mean, obviously 54% no and 46% yes, so there's obviously something behind that. So I hope with the new powers that we're supposed to be getting, I have to wait and see if that's true or not.
I'm actually an English person, but I voted yes. I think it was a chance for change, which there clearly wasn't will for.
Why did you vote yes?
Good question. I've lived most of my life overseas, and also I've worked in England. I think, you know, we, the Scottish people, have the ability to rule themselves without Westminster. But hey-ho, it's no.
Maybe 100 years from now, we might have a group of people who might be prepared to die for Scottish nationalism, but you'll not find anybody on this street today that would.
I hope that it leads to a bit more powers for the Scottish Parliament. I actually hope that it leads to something for Britain as well, you know, because I think the whole Westminster thing, everybody's just so disconnected from it.